Jeff Capel, welcome to the Bill Cunningham Show. Are you okay? Are you alive?
I'm doing well.
Have you been beaten? Have you been bruised by Psy?
I'm still in one piece, Bill.
Tell the story of why you're seeking to oppose Psy Lease on the battlefield of honor. Why do you oppose the jail tax?
Well, the reason why we oppose the jail tax is that this is a fiscally irresponsible plan. This is going to spend $864 million for a jail that cost $198 million.
What's the rest of the money going?
The rest of the money is going to an array of social programs and operating costs. And even if you look at the jail itself, in 2003, Butler County built a state-of-the-art new jail for about $44,000 per cell.
$44,000?
About $44,000 per cell, yes.
My good friend, Sheriff Jones, Richard K. Jones in Butler County.
Yes.
$44,000.
Yes, tough sheriff, great sheriff.
He's a good man with his sheriff burger.
Yes.
I like that.
This jail that they want to build here in Hamilton County would cost $110,000 per cell. So this is costing $100 million more than necessary to get the same state-of-the-art jail that Butler County is able to build. It's like we're getting one jail for the price of two.
I listened to your good friend Marion Spencer, who's like 99 years old, and she was talking about these evaluation programs. When somebody's arrested, there's a team of evaluators, and they say, well, do you have a drug problem? You go this way. Got an alcohol problem? Go over there. You beat your wife? Go over there. You got a gambling problem? We'll take care of that, too. She made the point that most of the money is going to be spent for social welfare programs and not jails. Is that your point, too? And she was in favor of it because she likes all these social programs.
Well, there's definitely a lot of money that's going to social programs in this. And the problem is, in the plan, they don't define exactly what it's being spent on. They talked about this at a debate Monday night. Pat DeWine asked David Pepper, can you show me where it says this money's being spent? And Pepper was not able to produce that. So they're promising to spend a lot of money on social programs, which some are for, some are against, but nowhere in the plan does it say where it's actually being spent.
I'm impressed with the fact. I'm going to vote for it because I like Psy. I like Sean Donovan. I like Joe Dieters. I like Dusty Rhodes. I kind of like Pepper. I like Portune a lot. And Pat DeWine's an engaging character. But most of the people I respect in law enforcement, like cops, prosecutors, Psy Lease, who's a living legend, says to vote for it. So I will listen to them instead of you. Do you agree with me or not?
I don't think it should be about personality. I think it should be about the issue. But even if you look at law enforcement, they are not unified on this. Joe Dieters has not endorsed this plan. The Fraternal Order of Police is against this plan.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Law enforcement is not unified on this issue.
So Joe Dieters has not endorsed the plan?
Right. He said he's staying neutral on it.
Are you sure?
Last I heard, yes.
I talked to him three or four times a day. I'm going to ask him that question. I assumed he supported it. Didn't you?
Well, I've never seen any endorsement from him on it. I've never seen a public quote in favor of it. I have heard him say that he's staying neutral on it.
Really?
On this plan, yes. He was the chairman of last year's jail plan.
Right.
But he has not come out about this year's jail plan, which tells me a lot.
I'm shocked, and you might be right. I'm going to call him off the air and find out. I'd like to get from Joe TNT Dieters, yes or no. Do you? Would that impact you at all? Would you back off if Dieters said yes?
Well, I'm opposing this based on the plans or alleged plans that they have laid out. I'm not really looking at what individuals are for it and against it. I'm able to make up my own mind, and I think the voters ought to be able to do the same. That's why we got 55,000 signatures, so that the voters can decide this issue for themselves.
So, Jeff Capel, relative to you and Psy Lease, you've made a serious mistake by challenging him, because what you've done now is maybe urinate him off. Are you fearing being pulled over, beaten, tased, and resisting arrest?
Well, I've never heard of the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department engaging in those techniques, so I would certainly hope that they wouldn't. As a citizen, I have a right to stand up against this ballot issue, and I'm going to continue to do that through Election Day. That's my right as a citizen.
And in the morning paper, you're going to do what with Psy Lease directly? There was something about sending notices to his employees?
Yes. About a month or two ago, Simon Lease sent an advocacy letter to his employees telling them to vote for issue 27, telling them it is their duty to campaign for it, saying that there will be layoffs if it doesn't pass, and he put this with their paychecks. So what we're saying is, if the government has opened that forum, allowing the Hamilton County paycheck distribution system to be used to advocate for an issue, that we are allowed to do the same and give our opinion through that same channel. So we're simply seeking equal access here.
Speaking of equal access, calling on the celebrity hotline now is your good friend David Pepper.
All right.
You challenged him, and he calls.
Good.
David Pepper, you're calling out of the blue, and thank you. Give me a live update.
Well, I just wanted to call. I haven't heard the conversation, but I wanted to make sure that things that are being said are, at least there is equal time to respond. I can't get into the thing, I guess it was just being talked about because we're in litigation over it, and that's been forwarded on to the lawyers. But I just wanted to talk about the overall need to get this plan done and to respond to any of the things that have been said.
Well, your good friend Jeff Capel just said that DeWine pointed at you the fickle finger of fate and said, Pepper, point to one thing in this plan that is specific about social services and all that kind of stuff. And Jeff Capel, you just said that this guy, David Pepper, was flummoxed and didn't know what to do.
Right. Nobody was able to show us where all this social spending is specifically going to be spent.
There's the challenge, David Pepper. Respond.
Well, actually, there's already happening today, and I explained that this is one of the craziest debates I've ever seen. We say it again and again, and then I keep hearing some of this stuff. We have already begun to spend and invest in early intervention, where when someone who's got, you know, an addiction or a mental illness comes through the door, we are intervening as soon as they come through the door to assess what the underlying issue is and get them into the treatment they need. It's already happening, and we are already finding with this select group of people we're doing this for that they're, when they get out, the rate at which they're being rearrested is lower, and if they do get rearrested, it's taking them longer, saving jail beds. That's already happening. We are already doing it. It continues in the plan.
Now, David, before I turn you over to Jeff Capel, he also made another challenge. He just said that Joe Dieters does not support this.
He's neutral.
Joe Dieters has been more clear, maybe more than anyone, for a number of years that we need a new jail. Because of all the lawsuits that we're dealing with that have included complaints being filed with his office, he has to stay out because he's actually a part of the process of dealing with this.
Yes, he's neutral on this plan.
If you ask Joe, he'll tell you more than any, you know, as loudly as anyone, we need new jail space. Now, again,
how about this particular plan to build the jail?
He has told me, and I believe him, because of all the litigation that guys like the guy on the phone and others have filed, including complaints filed at his office for some of the things we're talking about today, and because he's being asked to play a role there and potentially make decisions there, to stay neutral on the issue means he can rule on those things.
Yeah, but David, the last time this was on the ballot, those same principles applied.
No one was filing the lawsuits that we're seeing.
I mean, so you think that's the difference?
That's what I talked to Joe about.
But Joe Dieters announced that he was neutral on this before we ever had to file a single lawsuit.
I don't think anyone here should be speaking for Joe Dieters. Joe can speak for himself, and I think he'll say exactly what I just said.
I agree. I'm happy to talk about the issues.
All right, now the issue. Hold on, David. Jeff, I'm going to go to David Pepper because he's very knowledgeable about this, as you are. Well, give me the capsule from your perspective, Jeff Capel, as to why taxpayers should vote no on the jail. Then I'm going to go to Pepper and say, why should they vote yes? You go ahead, Jeff, first.
Well, as I said before, this plan spends $864 million. We get a $198 million jail out of it that is costing over twice as much per bed as Butler County just did for a state-of-the-art jail. That's on the jail itself, that's $100 million more than we need to pay. The social programs that they want to pay for are mostly undefined. They haven't even said exactly where the money is going. And as David has just admitted, we are already able to give these people adequate treatment programs and set them on the programs that they need to be on so they don't commit more crimes. So I'm glad to hear that we don't need a tax increase to be able to give these people the help that they need.
Now, you quiet down. David Pepper, respond to Jeff Capel.
It's hard to know where to start. What we put forward last year, many of the people who are running around opposing this plan because they say the facility costs too much, they supported the one last year that costs more.
I voted against it.
I know. I'm talking about...
Let him talk.
Yeah, please. We've got, you know, the Coast leadership who supported it, and we know that my opponent last year, Phil Heimlich, supported it. We have actually trimmed the cost. Now, this is a different facility than Butler County. We need more maximum security beds than Butler County for a whole lot of reasons. Most of the other jails people are comparing to were additions. This is not an addition. It's a new facility with many more maximum security beds than the others. The one thing we're very short of now are maximum security beds for the most dangerous, you know, offenders. So that does cost more. Do I wish it was cheaper? Absolutely. Now, the other big difference, the reason this is more expensive than last year, is last year it was frankly a half-baked plan. They did not put any funds in to operate what they were building. That jail wouldn't have run the day it was open because there was no money to pay for the corrections officers, the electricity, or anything else. The reason, you know, it sounds more expensive is because we're simply being upfront and honest about what the costs really are of a jail, which is you have to build it, but then you have to run it.
Yep.
And there was no plan last year to do that, and that was something that would have cost money, and someone had to scramble in 3 years because there isn't the money in the operating budget to pay for this much new space. They knew that, but because it was an election year, frankly, against me, They didn't want to come up front with the real costs. So when you hear all these inflated numbers, they're basically inflating the cost of operating the jail, which we're going to do for 30 years.
Right, now, hold on.
Do that either way.
Dave, what we're going to do now is I want Jeff to give a locator to a website, because some people call me now and then. I need more facts. And then, David, I'll come to you. We have about 30 seconds remaining. Jeff Capel, if people want to know more about your side of the argument, how do they get it?
Go to www.wedemandabetterplan.com.
Wedemandabetterplan.com. And David Pepper, how do people get to your
every side? Single false statement being made is rebutted at www.safercommunity.org. It's about why we need to do this. And it rebuts all the kind of nonsense you're hearing from people who supported a failed plan last year and for mainly political reasons, frankly, don't want to get on board one. We need to do this. There's no plan B. It's never going to get any cheaper. We're never going to have a site like we have now for free that's in the community that wants it. It's never going to get any better than it is right now to get this thing done. And the polls show that people support it because it's a plan that really solves our crime problem.
And I want to tell Jeff, eyeball to eyeball, I support the plan, Jeff Capel. Bill Cunningham is with Pepper.
Great.
I'll give you 30 seconds to respond. Jeff Capel, go ahead.
Well, first of all, Mr. Pepper is incorrect saying that Coast supported last year's plan. Coast was neutral on it, just as Joe Dieters is neutral on this year's plan. I voted against last year's plan because the jail was simply too expensive, and they've brought back that same supersized jail that they want to pass this year. Now, in a May 30th editorial, David Pepper and Todd Portune claimed that this plan was saving taxpayers $600 million. If this was really saving us $600 million, they would not need a $777 million tax increase to pay for all these costs that David claims we need to pay for. They would be able to apply that money to the cost of this plan and not raise taxes as high as they want to raise them. But that's not what they're doing. They want the biggest, most supersized tax increase that they can get away with.
Give me the website from your side once again for more of the American people to get more info.
www.wedemandabetterplan.com.
All right. Jeff Capel, you've had your say.
Thank you.
Good luck to you if you're pulled over by a black shirt pulling out of here.
Thanks.
56 minutes after the hour. Billy Cunningham on 700 WLW.